Thanks, Brad. Good morning. On Saturday, April 21st, the Coast Central Credit Union at the Bayshore Mall was robbed, and the Eureka Police Department's Criminal Investigative Section developed probable cause showing 31-year-old Todd Wayne Harris was the suspect. A warrant was then signed by a Humboldt County Superior Court judge for his arrest yesterday. Yesterday morning, the Fortuna Police Department received an anonymous tip that Harris had been seen in an apartment complex at the 100 block of 12th Street in Fortuna. Officers made contact with the resident, and they located Harris in a bedroom. Police said, quote, "Upon contact, Harris was cooperative and was arrested without incident. With the assistance of the local media and concerned citizens, we were able to take Harris into custody." Harris was interviewed by an investigator with the Eureka Police Department and then transported back to the Humboldt County Correctional Facility, where his bail is currently set at $100,000. The County Drug Task Force served a search warrant at a McKinleyville residence Tuesday afternoon after receiving information from the Utah State Police. Task Force officers searched the residence of a 32-year-old Robert Jason Smith, and they found an indoor grow with more than 230 plants along with dried and processed weed. County officers received information about Smith from the Utah State Police, who had pulled Smith over, and they smelled the strong odor of marijuana. A search of Smith's vehicle turned up $215,000 in cash, and he was arrested by Utah officers and jailed on money laundering charges. County Drug Task Force officers also arrested 31-year-old Tara Fulginsey at Smith's residence. She was booked into jail on cultivation and possession charges. Humboldt State graduation ceremonies have been scheduled for May 12th, come rain or shine. More than 2,200 graduates are expected to receive their diplomas in three ceremonies, beginning at 8:30 with Arts and Humanities, noon for the Natural Resources and Science, and 3:30 for Professional Studies. Attendees are encouraged to arrive early for their respective ceremonies, and shuttle bus service will be available. Humboldt State alumni Brian Kelly will be the keynote speaker. His topic will be Making a Difference. Hoopaw Tribal Police, along with Siskiyou County Sheriff's Office and the U.S. Forest Service, have been coordinating efforts to combat meth, and those efforts have at least resulted in several arrests. That's according to the Two Rivers Tribune, which reports that 9 people have been arrested since February, and law enforcement has confiscated more than 5 ounces of meth and more than 3 pounds of marijuana during the crackdown. Just last week, Hoopaw Police arrested 33-year-old Daryl Hostler and 34-year-old Jenna McCovey. Both were charged with possession for sale of both marijuana and meth. They were the latest arrests in the ongoing effort by law enforcement to combat the sale of controlled substances. More KINS News. It's after this.
Mother's Day means many things. A favorite memory or a special time alone, just the two of you. Or it could be your wife enjoying having the kids presenting crayon drawings. At the Benbow Inn, they understand Mother's Day is very personable, just like moms are. Treat mom this Mother's Day the way she deserves. Take her to the Benbow Inn. Enjoy the Mother's Day brunch or some of the unique offerings Chef Brian Hopper presents. Call now and reserve the seating that works best for your mom. The historic Benbow Inn, just an hour away, but it's a world away.
4 environmental groups have filed a lawsuit that challenges the proposed Willits Bypass project that was recently approved. Here's reporter Dan Squire with more details.
In Sacramento, the Environmental Protection Information Center, EPIC, has joined a lawsuit to challenge the Willits Bypass project, claiming the proposed 4-lane highway will destroy sensitive wetlands and adversely affect plant and wildlife. Caltrans announced that the project got the go-ahead in February and in March received money from the State Transportation Commission to begin construction.
Thanks, Dan. Congressman Mike Thompson's office announced yesterday the Open Door Clinic in Arcata has received a $484,000 grant. The funds will allow the clinic to expand its services and facilities, a part of a series of grants made available through the Affordable Care Act. The Arcata grant is just one of many, as grants nationally have led to hundreds of new construction and renovation projects at clinics and also helped fund the opening of 67 new clinics since 2009. It's all about accessibility. That's what Thompson said in a statement, claiming that community health centers are a critical component to the accessibility of quality and affordable health care. With the KIN Essence of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.